学习路德记。
We continue to study the book of Ruth.
路德记的主要人物当然就是路德。
The main, most important character of the book of Ruth, of course, is Ruth herself.
她是一个充满着爱心的一个外邦的女子。
She was a Gentile woman who was full of love.
那在第二章以后，我们就看到改变路德命运真正的一个人是波阿斯。
So beginning with chapter 2 onwards, we see that there is a person called Boaz who changed the destiny of Ruth.
然后路德遇到波阿斯都是恰巧，这是神的安排。
It is a coincidence that Ruth has met with Boaz, and it was the arrangement of God.
那我们现在看回来看路德记。
Now let us return back to the book of Ruth.
路德记的第三章。
The book of Ruth, chapter
3. 路德记第三章第一节。
Ruth, chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?"
这里啊，路德的婆婆拿俄米啊，她很关心她的媳妇。
Here, Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, was concerned about her future.
说我不当为你找安身之处吗？
She said, "Shall I not seek security for you, that it will be well with you?"
然后你就可以享福。
That it may be well with you.
这个安身也有人英文都翻作休息，或者把它翻作一个家庭。
This word security can be translated in English into rest or family.
所以拿俄米一直希望路德能够重新再成立一个家庭。
So it is Naomi's wish that Ruth can once again establish her own family.
然后使你能够享福。
And thereby receiving prosperity and blessings.
那第二节开始。
And beginning with verse 2.
那个拿俄米就建议波阿斯。
Here, Naomi started to suggest Boaz.
他就告诉路德要怎么来亲近波阿斯。
She suggested the ways and means to approach Boaz.
然后后来波阿斯就怎么跟路德建立关系。
And then later on, it describes how Boaz established a relationship with Ruth.
那其实路德记里面记载这个波阿斯就是预表主耶稣。
Actually, the whole book of Ruth recorded Boaz as a person of Jesus.
这个波阿斯是真的救赎路德的一个人。
Boaz indeed was a savior to Ruth.
那借着跟波阿斯的婚姻使他成为在以色列民的家谱里面的一份子。
Through the marriage with Boaz, Ruth has become a part of the genealogy of the Israelite nation.
所以今天这就告诉我们怎么来跟主耶稣建立关系。
And today it tells us how are we going to establish a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
这里说要找安身之处，让我们享福。
Here it says that we shall seek for security that it may go well with us.
因为他们漂泊了好久，到最后漂到回来伯利恒。
Because they have wandered for so many places for a long time, and later on they wandered back to Bethlehem.
那我们活在这个世界上就是漂泊。
We who are living on this earth are wanderers.
所以人在世界上真的是有很多的困难。
In the earth, we face with a lot of difficulties.
那年纪轻的时候，大概还很忙，不会去想。
When we are young, we perhaps did not have the time to think.
但是我们开始有空下来，就会去想。
But when we have some spare time, we will quiet down and think.
我们这样一直飘来飘去，到最后到底哪个地方会提供我们安全感？
We wander in this way everywhere, and where is it that can give us some security?
有时候我们年轻的时候觉得我身体很壮，这个我没有问题，安全感就是身体很壮。
When we were young, we thought that we're very healthy and strong. We have our youth vigor.
那有时候我们在世界上努力，有一些财富上的富足，我们就有一个安全感。
Sometimes we feel that we are secure because we have some wealth in the world.
所以我们就觉得好像很多事情都没有问题。
We feel that we face no challenges in life.
那有时候我们觉得说，配偶或者孩子在身旁，有一个依靠， 好像我们有一个安全感。
Sometimes we feel a sense of security because our spouse and our children are by our side.
但是配偶会衰老，孩子会成长，会搬出去。
However, our spouse will grow old and our kids will move out one day.
我们身体会衰老。
Our bodies will degenerate.
钱财的作用有时候也很有限。
And the functions of wealth are limited.
所以有时候我们也会常常说，外面的好像别人羡慕我都有，但是我心里还是没有，没有一个安全感。
Sometimes we feel a lack of a sense of security, even though outwardly we are an object of others' admiration.
好像安定不下来。
It seems like we cannot be secure.
外面很富足，但是好像我里面没有办法去真正享受我的人生。
Outwardly, we may look wealthy, but internally, we cannot enjoy our life to the fullest.
那所以这个拿俄米对路德说，你要去找安身之所。
So here, Naomi told her daughter-in-law Ruth that you shall seek security.
今天就是对我们的一个建议。
This is also a suggestion for us.
我们的一生要找一个。让你感觉到很安定，很有依靠，很有盼望，很丰富的人生。
In our life, we shall seek for a source of security, a sense of reliance, a life that is full and abundant.
那到底要去哪里找？
Where on earth are we going to seek for such security?
有的人找到最后，什么也没找到。
Some people have run in vain in their lives and found nothing.
但是这个波阿斯就是代表主耶稣，你找到主耶稣就是找到安身之处。
However, here Boaz referred to the Lord Jesus, and once we found Jesus, we have found security.
那找到主耶稣就是享福啊。
Once we found the Lord Jesus, we have found enjoyment.
在以赛亚书里面说。
In the book of Isaiah, it says.
我们看以赛亚书的三十章。
We take a look at Isaiah chapter
30. 15节
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
请读
Verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这里说以色列的圣者就是天上的神这样说
Here it says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel.
得救在乎归回安息。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved.
如果我们觉得人生很多问题，
if we feel that we're facing with so much troubles in the world,
劳苦担重担，
we're carrying such a heavy burden on our shoulders.
没有安定感，
we do not feel a sense of security.
那怎么做？
What do we do?
归回。
Return.
归回找神。
We have to return and seek for God.
有时候我们虽然知道有神，
sometimes even though we acknowledge God's existence,
但是我们的生活其实离开神很远。
In actuality, our life has departed from the Lord very far.
知道是一回事，但是生活并没有真正享受在神里面那个安息。
So knowing of the Lord is one thing, but in our daily lives, we do not really immerse ourselves in enjoyment in God's rest.
被劳苦刺透了。
We have been pricked and torn by our labor.
所以要归回。
So we need to return.
好像拿俄米这样归回。
Just as Naomi, who has returned,
归回才能得到安息。
Only by returning can we receive rest.
那下面，得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
有时候我们生活面对很多问题。
Oftentimes we meet with a lot of troubles in our daily lives.
好像以色列百姓这个亚述要来攻他们。
As if it's the Israelite nation who has been attacked by the Assyrians.
那他们就静不下来，到处要下到埃及去跟他们政治结盟，用埃及的力量来抵挡亚述。
They could not quieten down themselves. They often think about seeking a reliance on Egypt to combat Syria.
那其实神告诉他说，你现在最重要的不是跑来跑去，你现在最重要在神面前安静下来。
But God told them, it is most important for you to quieten down yourself before the Lord, not to run here and there.
就是平静。
Then you can be at rest.
所以有时候生活太忙碌了。
Sometimes we are too busy in our daily lives.
太忙碌，没有一个时间在神面前安静。
We are so busy that we cannot spare a little time before the Lord to be quiet.
来寻求神。
To seek the Lord.
那得力在乎平静安稳，英文翻译叫做 trust.
So in the English version, in quietness and confidence or trust shall be your strength.
就是要信靠神，信托神。
Which means that we shall entrust things to God.
那这样啊，我们就有力量来面对我们的环境。
And only in this way can we regain strength to face our tribulations.
所以这个信仰给我们的力量是非常实在的。
So the strength that we can obtain from our faith is very realistic.
那到37章的时候啊，以赛亚真的遇到困难。
So when in the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, Isaiah met with a true trouble.
这个亚述王真的要攻他。
The king of Syria was going to attack them.
大军已经来到了。
The great nation was coming.
那个以赛亚先知那个时候的王，西西家王。
At that time, the reigning king was Hezekiah.
他知道他没有办法抵挡。
He knew that he could not withstand the attack.
那怎么办？
So what could he do?
只有靠神了。
He could only rely on God.
所以他就进到圣殿里面。
So he entered into the temple.
他不去找埃及啊，他进到圣殿里面。
He did not seek help from the king of Egypt, but he entered into the holy temple.
然后在那边寻求神。
And there he sought the Lord.
没有人面对敌人是这个方法的。
No one has ever faced their enemies in this way.
但是当西西家回来找神。
But the moment that King Hezekiah returned to seek the Lord,
把这个问题交托给神。
And entrusted this problem into the hands of God.
那在37章后面，我们就知道，神就差使者就把亚述王全部都打掉了。
And we knew that from the latter portion of chapter 37 that God has sent an angel to drive away all the Assyrians.
这是历史故事，这不是编的。
This is a historical record. This is not something that we came up with.
是真正发生的。
It truly happened.
西西家王没有动一刀一兵。
King Hezekiah did not use any soldiers or any swords.
他安静寻求神，神就替他解决问题。
He quieted down himself, sought the Lord, and God solved all his problems.
所以路德记第三章啊，拿俄米对他说啊，你要找安身之处，让你享福。
Therefore, in chapter 3, verse 1, Naomi told Ruth that she shall seek security for herself.
其实真正让我们能够得安息，真的享福，就是回来找主耶稣。
In fact, the only way that we can obtain security is to come back to seek the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是属灵的波阿斯。
Because the Lord Jesus is the spiritual Boaz.
波阿斯就是预表主耶稣。
Because Boaz here prefigures the Lord Jesus.
我们现在来看路德记的第二章。
Now let us come back to Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
Ruth chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.Verse 1, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz.
这个地方中文翻译或者英文说波阿斯是一个他的亲属拿俄米的亲属。
Here it says that Boaz was a relative of Naomi's.
然后他是一个财主。
He was also a man of great wealth.
是丰富的一个人。
He was abundant in wealth.
那波阿斯有一块田嘛。
Boaz had a field.
那田都有收成。
And he had harvest in that field.
所以他就路德就到他的田里去拾取麦穗。
So Ruth went to his field to glean heads of grain.
因为他大财主，所以他有力量来照顾路德生活上的需要。
He was a man of great wealth, therefore he had the ability to take care all of the daily needs of Ruth.
那今天真正丰富的是谁？
And today, who is the most abundant person?
是我们的天父。
It is our heavenly Father.
主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel according to John chapter 1.
第一章的14节。
John chapter 1, verse 14. And the word...became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身。
Here it says the word became flesh.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
肉身就是人。
Flesh referring to mankind.
那神成为人住在我们中间就是主耶稣。
And God became flesh and dwelt among us. He was Jesus.
那充充满满有恩典有真理。
He was full of grace and truth.
所以主耶稣是丰富的。
So the Lord Jesus is full.
雅各书说我们要因为信成为富足。
In the book of James, it tells us that we shall be full and abundant because of our faith.
所以信耶稣我们可以成为富足。
So believing in the Lord Jesus can make us being full.
这个富足有好几个意思。
Being full refers to several aspects.
啊，第一个恩典上富足。
Firstly, in terms of grace.
哦，最外围的就是物质上的需要。
Outwardly, we are supplied in our daily necessities.
主耶稣能够看顾我们需要。
The Lord Jesus will look after us in our daily necessities.
先求神国神义，我们生活需要神都会看顾。
First, we shall seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will take care of us.
好，那诗篇里面说，寻求神，什么好处都不缺。
In the book of Psalms, it tells us that if we seek the Lord, we shall lack nothing.
那个什么好处哦？这个好处现在要进到心灵上、灵性上。
We shall not lack, be lacking of any benefits, and that benefit also refer to our spiritual needs.
有很多保险不一定有平安。
Even though we have a lot of insurance, we might not experience peace.
平安从哪里来？
Where does peace come from?
平安从神的同在来。
Peace comes from the abundance of God.
哦，有很多物质外在的丰富，里面不一定很丰盛。
Outwardly, we may be very fully supplied, but internally, we are not.
有时候我们生活觉得很无聊，很空虚。
Sometimes we may feel bored and empty in our daily lives.
这个就是里面的穷。
Because we are in poverty within us.
那主耶稣要充满在我们里面。
And the Lord Jesus wished to come to fulfill us.
圣灵在活水中里面浇灌。
The Holy Spirit wants to pour out abundantly from within us.
神的爱充充满满充满在我们里面。
The love of God wants to fill us within our hearts.
所以我们常常觉得很喜乐，就觉得很满足。
So that we constantly feel joyful and feel very satisfied.
虽然外面没有改变，里面已经改变了。
Even though outwardly there's no change among us, however, internally we have been changed.
这个里面一改变，我们就觉得很幸福。
Once we are changed inwardly, we will be happy.
能力上的富足。
We are strengthened and full.
神借着圣灵把他的力量浇灌给我们。
The Lord Jesus, through His Holy Spirit, pours down His strength.
智慧上的富足。
We are full in wisdom.
让我们知道有能力、有智慧来面对我们的生活。
So that we may be full and in wisdom and strength to face our daily challenges of life.
在神性上的富足。
And then in our spiritual nature.
有时候我们想要改变自己没有办法。
Sometimes we fail in changing ourselves.
因为人就是人。
Because we are but human beings.
人常常被罪性所控制。
We are oftentimes bonded by our fleshly nature.
主耶稣有丰富的神性。
The Lord Jesus is full of His spiritual nature.
进到我们里面，我们自己会改变。
When He enters us, we will be changed.
我们知道我们在改变，别人也看得出我们在改变。
We know and feel it that we are changing, and other people can testify to that.
所以主里的富足是最实在的。
Therefore, to be full in the Lord Jesus, it is the most practical way.
好像伯阿斯是一个财主。
Just as Boaz was a man of great wealth.
那路德遇到伯阿斯，生活就得到富足了。
And once Ruth met Boaz, she will experience no trouble in her daily lives.
那在第二章里面，我们看伯阿斯对路德非常好。
And in the whole chapter of chapter 2, we see that Boaz treated Ruth nicely.
第八节。
Verse 8, then Boaz said to Ruth, You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Verse 9, let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn.
Boaz 不止富足，他是很有爱心的一个人。
Not only that Boaz was a man of great wealth, but he was filled with love.
主耶稣很富足，但是主耶稣真的是很爱我们。
Even though the Lord Jesus was very filled, full, he loves us.
你看这个路德哈，她第一个她是外邦女子。
Firstly, Ruth was a Gentile woman.
那波阿斯本身是神的选民。
But Boaz himself was a chosen person of God.
以色列人。
He was an Israelite.
这个叫做神的王子。
Called to be the prince of God.
那这个外邦就是不属神的。
To be a Gentile woman means you are not belonging to God.
那第二个，她是寡妇。
Secondly, she was a widow.
她是结过婚的。
She had married before.
那第三个，她现在什么都没有。
Thirdly, she was without anything.
那这样的一个人，谁要？
Who would want such a person?
但是波阿斯对她很好。
But Boaz was very kind to her.
那属灵上来讲
，spiritually,
我们本来是外邦人。
In the beginning, we were Gentiles.
我们跟神是没有份的。
We have no part in the Lord.
哦，第二个，我们在神的标准下，我们犯了很多的罪。
Secondly, we failed in so many ways under the standards of God.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
在神面前是抬不起头的。
Before the eyes of God, we cannot even look up.
我们是什么都没有的一个人。
We do not have anything.
有什么可以来感动神？
What is it that we have that we can move God's heart?
我们可以感动很多人，有什么条件我们可以感动神？
We can move other people, but in what way can we move God?
有时候我们想想，我到底怎么能感动神？
Sometimes we think to ourselves, how can I move God?
好像路德，你怎么去感动波阿斯？
Just as Ruth, how in the earth can Ruth move Boaz?
唯一的答案就是波阿斯的爱。
The only answer was because of Boaz's love.
所以主耶稣看我们，他怜悯我们。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus has seen us and he has mercy on us.
因此波阿斯就讲很多的好话安慰路德。
So Boaz said a lot of words of consolation to Ruth.
不计算他的身份卑微，不计算他是外邦人，对他很好。
He did not mind it, did not mind Ruth's background, but was very kind to her.
你可以在我的麦田里面来捡麦穗。
You can stay in my field and glean in my field.
我吩咐仆人不可以欺负你。
I will command my servants not to bully you.
那你渴了就可以喝器皿的水。
And when you are thirsty, you can go to the vessels and drink.
这样他的安全感就在这里了。
Here, Ruth received her security.
波阿斯给他的应许。
Boaz gave her a promise.
因为这块田是他控制的。
Because he was in control of his own field.
所以主耶稣给我们的应许就是我们的安全感。
The Lord Jesus gave us promise, and this promise is our security.
是在乎第一个我信不信。
It depends on whether we believe or not.
第二个我愿不愿意以他为中心来生活。
Secondly, are we willing to make him the centerpiece of our lives?
不离开这一块田，波阿斯的田。
And not to depart from this piece of field, just as it belongs to Boaz.
我们就可以从神得到很多的恩典。
And from God, we shall receive a lot of grace.
我们再来看第二章。
Then we turn again our attention to chapter 2, verse 11. And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know before."
这里Boaz 就告诉路德他很多的优点。
Here Boaz praised Ruth for many of her virtues.
所以我们就看到这个好人常常都是看人的优点。
We see that good people will notice the goodness of others.
这样子真的是好人。
It is truly so. Such a man is a good man.
他是外邦人，他很卑微，他是寡妇，他都没有讲，他是纪念路德的优点。
He did not even calculate the fact that she was a Gentile woman and she was so lowly and she was a widow, but he remembered all her goodness.
所以主耶稣真的是怜悯我们。
So the Lord Jesus truly have mercy on us.
当我们行善，神都会纪念。
When we do good, the Lord will remember.
虽然我们算不了什么。
Even though we are but nothing.
我们再来看14节。
We read again verse 14. Verse 14, now Boaz said to her at mealtime, "Come here and eat of the bread, and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar." So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some back.
然后再看16节。
Then verse 16, also let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her.
吃饭的时候对路德说，你也可以一起来吃。
During mealtime, Boaz invited her to eat together with him.
然后在拾麦穗的时候。
And when picking up the grain.
16节。
Verse 16.
要从禾捆里面抽出来，留在地上，任他拾取。
Let the grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean. And
所以这个路德这个很缺乏、很卑微的人，遇到波阿斯却的非常的感动啊。
So such a lacking and lowly person as Ruth, she was deeply moved upon meeting with Boaz.
所以我们遇到主耶稣特别是我们需要的时候，对主的体验呢，让我们一生难以忘记。
So when we met Jesus Christ, especially during our times of need, we have received so much abundant grace from him. We cannot forget all this throughout our lifetime.
我看23节。
Verse 23. 23, so she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest. And she dwelt with her mother-in-law.
路德与波阿斯私女常在拾取麦穗，一直到收割大麦 的季节完毕了。
So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of the barley harvest and wheat harvest.
所以这个恩典不止一天呐，一段时间呐。
So this grace was not only for one day, but it prolonged for a period of time.
因此我们要找安身之处，要享福，真的最重要的方法要找到主耶稣。
So when we want to seek for security and enjoyment of blessings, we really need to seek after the Lord Jesus.
好，那现在拿俄米只是路德，要怎么跟波阿斯来建立关系
？And next, Naomi was instructing Ruth how to establish this relationship with Boaz.
刚刚那个只是短这个一种体验了，那现在怎么跟他建立一个婚姻的关系？
Just now, all these were the experiences that Ruth has experienced. But now, how do we establish a marriage situation?
因为婚姻才是一个约吧，这个约一直到死为止。
Because only marriage is a contract, a binding contract till death.
所以他就指示路德。
So she was instructing Ruth.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, therefore wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking.
好，再下面一节。
In verse 4, then it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do.
这个地方说，第一个要沐浴。
Here, firstly, she needs to wash herself.
然后要抹膏。
And anoint herself.
接下来就换上衣服。
After that, she should put on her best garment.
那这样才来亲近波阿斯。
After that, she could come to approach Boaz.
这个沐浴就是除去污秽。
Washing herself, meaning to clean herself from being defiled.
那今天我们除去污秽就是洗礼。
Today, how do we wash ourselves from defilement is to be baptized.
还有圣灵的更新。
And to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
所以要亲近主耶稣到最后要订立这个婚约永盟之约就是要接受洗礼。
And to enter into this covenant with the Lord Jesus, finally, we need to wash ourselves through baptism.
那第二个要抹上膏。
Secondly, is to anoint ourselves.
这个膏就是香膏。
To anoint ourselves.
有新的发出香气。
With the fragrant oil.
就是我们要亲近主耶稣要行为上改变。
Meaning when we want to approach the Lord Jesus, we need to change our lifestyle.
有基督的香气。
We need to have the aroma of Christ.
那这基督的香气不只能够荣耀，不只能够造就神，也能够荣耀神。
We not only can be edified by this aroma of Christ, we can also edify men.
第三个要换衣服。
Thirdly, is we should put on our best garment.
旧的脏的换掉，穿上干净的。
Put aside our defiled garment and put on new clothes.
那衣服就是表示要除掉旧人，穿上新人。
To put on new garment, meaning to put away our old self and put on a new self.
那这样来亲近我们的神。
And in this way, we come to approach our God.
我们跟神的关系就会好像新婚的夫妻，非常的恩爱，非常的亲近。
And our relationship with God shall be like newlyweds in their marriage covenant. We will be very intimate with Him.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 20 to 24. 20. But you have not so learned Christ, 21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. 22. That you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这个地方说要脱去旧人。
Here it says we should put off our old man.
下面是私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。
Which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
就是说我们里面有这个 lust, 罪的欲望使我们渐渐变旧人跟世界上人一样。
Which means we have a growing lust within us that make us corrupt according to the natural man.
所以我们的生活讲话什么都跟没信的人差不多。
So that our lifestyle, what we speak and our actions are all in accordance to those who do not believe in God.
那怎么样穿上新人?
And how do we put on a new man?
这里讲造神的形象造的。
That we should be putting a new man which was created according to God.
那格罗西书里面讲 用认识主耶稣的知识这样来更新我们。
That we, in Colossians, it says that we shall be renewed by the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to change ourselves.
每一天对主耶稣认识越来越深，然后用那个知识当一面镜子来对照我们自己，然后一直在进步。
So every day we learn of the Lord Jesus Christ more and more and use that knowledge as a mirror to reflect upon ourselves and let us improve.
在这个世界上
on this earth,
我们在公司上班
in our career, in our workplace,
一般都不会顾问我们的，不会过问我们私生活。
Most of the time, people will not ask us about our private matters.
只要你能干，事情做好就好。
Even if you're capable, you fulfill all your job duties, then it will be fine.
但是当我们面对我们的主人，主耶稣。
However, when we face our master, the Lord Jesus,
他所关心的是我们的生活。
What is it that he cares about most is our private life.
有没有脱掉旧人，穿上新人？
Have we put on the old man and put on the new self?
如果有，我们跟他的关系才会亲密。
If yes, only then can our relationship be close to him.
所以面对主耶稣跟我们面对在我们工作的场所完全不一样。
So we use a different method in, to face the Lord Jesus as compared to how we face our colleagues or people in our workplace.
所以拿俄米告诉路德要怎么准备自己来面对波阿斯。
So Naomi gave instructions to Ruth how to prepare herself before she approached Boaz.
然后她对波阿斯求一件事情。
And then she asked Boaz of one thing.
我们看第九节。
We refer to verse 9.
三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9. And he said, Who are you? So she answered, I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative.
这里说用你的衣襟遮盖我。这个就是婚姻的意思。
Take your maidservant under your wing, meaning take me in marriage.
就是要求波阿斯来娶她为太太。
She was requesting Boaz to take her into marriage.
那现在波阿斯就对她有一个应许。
And now Boaz made a promise to her.
你看在十三节。
In verse 13, stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you, as the Lord lives.Lie down until morning.
这里说我必尽为你尽本分。
I will perform the duty for you.
那怎么尽本分？
How is he going to perform the duty?
那第四章波阿斯就去见以利米勒。
In chapter 4, Boaz went to see Elimelech.
去见另外一个人。
Elimelech's another person.
那就在谈到要不要娶路德为妻。
They were discussing among themselves whether or not anyone wants to take Ruth for in marriage.
我们看第六节，四章六节。
In verse 6, chapter 4, verse 6, and the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it.
他这个亲戚他不愿意娶路德。
So this other close relative was unwilling to marry Ruth.
他最重要关心什么？
What was his main concern?
恐怕与我的产业有害。
Lest I ruin my own inheritance.
所以他不要了，因为自己要牺牲，他不要。
So he refused because he had to sacrifice.
那后来波阿斯就娶她为太太。
So later on, Boaz married Ruth.
这个代表主耶稣对我们的爱。
This represents the fact that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ was.
他什么都愿意牺牲。
He was willing to sacrifice anything.
只要能够救我们，他什么都愿意牺牲。
If he could save us, he will sacrifice everything.
那第四章的后面。
And the latter portion of chapter 4.
就提到从波阿斯从路德就生的一个儿子。
That Boaz begot a descendant from Ruth.
就到十七节叫俄贝德。
In verse 17, the son was called Obed.
那俄贝德是耶西的父亲。
Obed was the father of Jesse.
那耶西是大卫的父亲。
And Jesse was the father of David.
那大卫的后代生出主耶稣。
And the descendants of David was the Lord Jesus.
所以一个外邦的女子回到迦南地之后从卑微的身份变成选民，从她的后代就生出了救主。
So for a Gentile woman who returned back to the land of Canaan and has begotten a son, and from her descendants, there comes the Savior.
So we can change our destiny.
So we can change our destiny.
如果我们来寻求主耶稣定上属灵的婚约，
Only if we seek after the Lord Jesus and enter into a spiritual marriage covenant,
我们就要享受他的爱，丰盛的恩典。
Then we can enjoy abundantly His grace and His love.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
315.
Hymn number 3.
要过丰盛的生活。
The Bible promised us that we can live a life abundant.
因为我们的主耶稣是丰富的。
Because our Lord Jesus Himself is abundant.
这个丰富不只是外在的物质。
He is not only abundant in external things,
内在的心灵,
in material things, but also inner spiritual.
还有最后灵性上的满足.
And finally, our spiritual abundance.
是灵魂体的富足.
So this abundance refers to the body, mind, and spirit.
那这个是要给我们的恩典.
This is the grace that He is about to give us.
所以我们做基督徒要来追求，好像路德。来享受波阿斯的爱跟丰盛。
So as Christians, we should seek and pursue after the love that, like Ruth, seek after it from Boaz.
那我们就可以得安身之处，来过一个享福的人生。
Then we can obtain security and enjoy a life of abundance.
我们最后来祷告。
Finally, we shall pray.
祷告就是亲近神。
When we pray, we are approaching God.
祷告就是寻求内在的丰盛。
When we pray, we are seeking after internal abundance.
当神住在我们里面，
When God dwells within us,
我们的人生就变成很丰盛。
Our life will be changed into abundance.
我们就觉得很幸福。
We will feel such happiness.
那是内在的。
This is internal happiness.
所以我们值得来追求我们这一位很富足的主耶稣。
So the Lord Jesus is worthy after our pursuit.
那我们要求圣灵的，或者要求恩典，要接受按手的，要代祷的，全部都我们到前面来。
So for all of us who wants to receive the laying of hands, wants to receive the Holy Spirit, please come forward.
我们要追求神啊，需要有渴慕的心。
When we want to seek after God, we need to have a yearning heart.
当伊丽莎时代有一个寡妇哦，她很穷。
There was a widow who was very poor in the times of Elisha.
那别人要把她的孩子抓去，因为她没有办法还她的还钱还债。
She was deeply in debt, and therefore, her son was about to be taken away from her.
那伊丽莎就说：“你家有什么？”
Elisha said, "What do you have in your house?"
他说：“我家只有一瓶油。”
I only have a flask of oil.
伊丽莎说：“你去借空瓶子，借越多越好。”
So Elisha gave instructions to her, saying that borrow as many jars as possible.
那她借来要做什么？
And she did, and what was going to happen?
伊丽莎就把这一瓶油就倒在那空瓶子。
So Elisha poured from that flask of oil onto into one of those jars.
一瓶油倒满所有的空瓶子。
At the end, one flask of oil covers and filled all of the jars.
没有了，没有空瓶子了。
Then there's no more empty jars.
油就停了。
And the oil stopped.
所以我们的信仰追求最重要是这个心有没有空。
So in our pursuit of faith, what is most important is whether we emptied our hearts or not.
如果我们觉得很虚心我觉得真的不够，我真的很渴慕神。
If we feel that our hearts are very empty, we're very lacking, and I really need God.
神要充满我们是无限量的。
The way that God shall fill us is limitless.
所以对神这一种渴慕饥渴非常重要。
This yearning soul, this thirsting after God is very important.
饥渴就得满足。
Whoever is thirsty shall be filled.
不足就得丰盛。
If you feel lacking, you shall be abundant.
这是我们要追求神很重要的心态。
This is the important attitude that we have when we seek after God.
所以我们来到神面前，用渴慕的心来求他。
So when we come before God and approach Him, let us bring with us the most humble heart and seek after Him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.